2CC Chris Coleman podcast.
In the Canberra Live studios with me from Envision Financial. That's Envision with an E, Luke Smith. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Chris. How are you?
Very well, thank you. 6255 1206. We shouldn't call it the open line here. We should call it the financial helpline while you're in, shouldn't we? We should give it something catchy like that, eh?
Financial counsellor.
Financial counsellor. That's a good way to go. If you're after a bit of help, if you're not sure exactly where things are looking. And I said this earlier, it's a good time of year to actually take stock of your financial situation, because most people get a few days off at this time of year where you can actually just deep breath, have a bit of a look and look at things in the cold hard light of day. Yeah,
exactly right. Look, it's we spoke about it last week, and having a checklist leading into a bit of time off, and when you're two or three coronas in and you're thinking about what you're going to do next year, having a few key strategic decisions to make is always a good thing, especially after a couple of coronas.
All care, no responsibility, right?
Oh, look, of course. But, you know, I think if we've taken anything from our last couple of sessions is check what you've got. Check it, review it, check it and check it. Because, as we say in the office, you don't know what you don't know. And finding out 2, 3, 4, 5 years later that you could have made a change that could have made a fairly significant cost saving, if not benefit saving, is really, really frustrating. And in our line of work, having people discover that 2, 3, 4, 5 years down the road when they could have done something had they asked, it's really quite disappointing and frustrating for us, because nobody likes to see people paying over the odds when they don't need to.
That's for sure. We're going to talk about self-managed super funds in just a tick. And if I'd like to hear from anyone who actually does do their own self-managed super fund, or SMSF to be short, I'd love to hear from anyone who's done it well, or alternatively done it and had some issues. There's a whole range of stories, and you hear some good and some not so good. But for a self-managed super fund, Luke, I should give that number again, 6255 1206. For a self-managed super fund, you know, why would someone think about actually doing that?
Look, I think self-managed super funds are a lot like cars. You need to make sure you're driving the right vehicle for what you do. You don't see many bricklayers putting the bricks in the back of a Ferrari, although a lot of them have Ferraris. They're not good courier vehicles. And super's no different. A self-managed super fund is a really flexible, adaptable, controllable structure that people can get a lot of value from. And obviously, depending on the fact that it needs to fit their personal situations, and it is good for them both in the short, medium and longer term. So they're really flexible vehicles that give people a lot of choice. And as we say in the office, the 3 C's: control, cost and comfort.
If you are doing it yourself, you are cutting out a lot of costs from administration of funds and so on, aren't you?
Potentially. You also then do run the gauntlet of being completely responsible as the trustee. So it is very, very important that you do have somebody that is addressing the compliance requirements, because the ATO are all over the trustees of funds to make sure that they are adhering to the legislation. So whilst we always advocate to people, you can have a go at it yourself. Sometimes, again, you don't know what you don't know, and there could be slight touches, tweaks, traps and things that you can avoid and make the most of the structure that you've got, and obviously enhance and maximise your return over time.
Have I got this right? You can't, for instance, say, well, gee, there's $180,000 sitting there in the super, I could start up a business for $150,000. You can't just do that, can
correct,
you?
Correct. Look, there are a number of rules that you need to be well across, and obviously there's the borrowing and not borrowing scenarios that we've seen come to light with changes in legislation. That's a big favourite with people in the property sector, because historically you were never able to gear super, and with certain pieces of the legislation that have been passed, you can go down that road and address that if you want to. So,
but geez, you'd have to know what you're doing.
Again, it pays to ask the question, because as my father told me when I was a little kid, measure twice, cut once.
Mm-hmm. Is that how it works?
Evidently.
Geez, that's got me buckled then, because I always just go the other way.
Don't tell my wife, because yeah. I can't build anything. But making sure that you know what you're doing before you make that leap, it's a lot easier to take a slowly approach than to jump in boots and all and have to pay to back things out.
Okay, so we've got non-standard assets, we've got other issues there, and there's also, you don't need to necessarily have multiple accounts to keep track of.
Look, one big advantage for people is that if you've got a husband and wife, or people that are in business together, or people that want to invest together, you have the ability to maintain a single structure where contributions could be used to fund pension payments in certain situations, and a lot of flexibilities to event having an account for mum, an account for dad, an account for the brother, an account for the sister. You have the ability to distribute those costs and pool the funds that you're going to invest in going forwards, and obviously then collectively have some discounts both now and down the road.
That's for sure. It is nearly Christmas, and there are going to be some people who possibly even right now while we're talking are sitting there going, yeah, I've suddenly realised I've spent way too much on Christmas. So let's do a bit of a Christmas check this year. Can you give us, say, I don't know, 4 or 5 points for people to have a look at this Christmas, and if you've spent too much or you're struggling a little bit, some ways to solve it.
Yeah, look, I'm yet to meet a partner that tells me she hasn't spent enough, but that's okay.
There's got to be one somewhere.
Oh, can I get a number? Right, number one, check your budget. I know we spend a lot of work coming into Christmas with clients, making sure they've got a handle on what it costs to live, because a lot of people come in and we say, right, what are we working with? And they go, I don't know. How much do you spend? Not really sure. Where did that go? Don't really remember. So number one, check your budget. Make sure you've got a clear plan going into January and into the tail end of the financial year to make sure that you do know where your money's going so that you can maximise opportunities and increase deductions and get as much bang for your buck as possible, rather than finding out afterwards that you didn't know where it was getting spent. So that's step number one. Step number two, review. If you've got things, and we've been talking about this over the last couple of sessions, check what you've got, check what you're spending, check what you're earning. Because if there's a way to sharpen the pencil, do it better, do it cheaper, get more access to things, have more flexibility and increase your returns, you compound that over time, it can make a significant difference to what you're going to have at the end of the day.
I've got to put one out here. This is true confessions time. A few months ago now, we were sitting there going through the credit card statement, looking at this, looking at that, and I've seen a charge on there, and I thought, that's funny, because it was a charge for, it was like, I don't know, $14.63 or something. And I thought, that's funny, I thought that was costing me $10 a month. So I've gone back through, and I've realised what it was. It was, I'd taken out a free trial a while ago to two streaming services to compare them. I'd kept one. I thought I'd been to the other one. Guess what I hadn't done? Dopey here.
There you go.
Year and a half. Now, look, you're not talking huge amount of money here, but $14 a month over a year and a half, you know, that's a couple of hundred bills. That's a couple of cases that would have been better in my belly than someone else's.
And look, that comes to point number three. Check your insurances, especially with things like your income protection that are tax deductible. If you're paying something and you took it out many, many years ago because your situation was relevant at the time, review what you need, review what you've got, and go and see somebody, or come in and see us if you're free. You never know what you're going to pay if you don't ask. And again, it comes back to what I said earlier. If we can get it cheaper and get you a commensurate product or a better product, something that meets your needs, and you could save $1,000, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000 a year, you compound that over 4 or 5 years, and there's many, many Christmas presents covered.
Exactly. What about super?
Yeah, look, review super contributions. This is a very good time when people have a few days off. Most people are taking some leave in most occupations. Sit down and just plan the next 6 months to 30 June. With the government making employees able to make personal deductible contributions, people should be looking to try and offset as much of their non-deductible interest as possible, and then looking to take advantage of offset accounts to make contributions leading into June and maximise their tax deductions up to the $25,000 concessional limit.
I've got mates who are salary sacrificing into super. Yes, no?
Not anymore. Okay. Obviously, everybody's situation is different, but for me, where there's non-deductible debt that's out there, you're much better off receiving your salary, holding it against the non-deductible debt and reducing your interest costs, and then drawing the funds back out towards the end of June. Make your contribution, claim your tax deduction, and you can achieve the same tax outcome had you put in that fortnightly contribution.
So the same tax outcome, but you wind up with more money.
And you've got access to that money for a longer period of the time, and you can offset the interest on your house, which is going to save you some dollars over time when you think about the duration of your mortgage.
Okay. What else have you got for us?
Oh, look, I think it's that time where people want to utilise some spare time, and what we've offered the viewers, or the viewers, that'd be moving.
That's all right. People can sit there and stare at the radio all they like.
I've been told all this week I've got a head for it. So
one day we'll invent radio with pictures.
Exactly. Yeah. Look, we're going to offer out to the listeners a financial health check.
Yep.
So they can contact us on the www.envisionfinancial.com.au and just hit the contact us button. Send through that you'd like a copy of the wealth report, and we'll give you the coupon so that you can actually undertake a financial health check. We'll receive that in the office, and then you're more than welcome to come in without paying any fees or charges, and we can take you through it and see where we can find some benefits and some gains, some cost savings and some options for you.
So what, that's for a couple of listeners? Or?
Oh, look, we're happy to put that out there for 5 to 10 listeners.
Okay.
Just go to the website and hit us up on the Contact Us section. Put in the comments you'd like a wealth report coupon. Punch that in, and in there we'll get your email address and your mobile, and we'll be able to send that out to you. You can complete that online. It's an online questionnaire, which is a bit of fun because
mm-hmm.
nobody likes filling in paperwork. And then we can organise an appointment, come in and take you through it and see if we can actually point you in the right direction and make sure that we can find some savings. And if there's a few things that we can do a little bit better, then that's great.
So you get the wealth report coupon, yep. and then you get the free financial health check.
Exactly right. That's exactly right. So you can get that done over Christmas, lodge that. We get that back when it's all completed, and we'll touch base with you in January. You can come in. Barbara in the office makes a mean cup of coffee, and we can take you through it at no cost and see if we can't get you prepared for the run into 30 June to make sure you're going in the right direction.
We will throw that up on the 2CC Facebook page as well, let people know about Perfect. That one as well. If you want to get in early, make sure you don't miss out. envisionfinancial.com.au. That's Envision with an E. envisionfinancial.com.au. Ask for your wealth report coupon. Get the free financial health check, and that's a great idea for this time of year. We've gone through it all. We've got a couple of minutes up our sleeve today, Luke.
Mate, we're there. Look, I can't stress enough to people. Plan.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing that you can try and do is be on top of your current situation. Too many times this calendar year, people have come in and said, I'd like to leave work in 2 to 3 years or 3 to 4 years, and I'd like...
I would have liked to have left work 10 years ago. Can you help me?
Yeah, you, me, both.
Yeah, exactly.
I've got a balaclava you can borrow. I can't stress enough to people, prepare, review, and take advantage of things that are available, because you don't know what you don't know. And a lot of associates of mine laugh when I say that, and one's actually registered the website for me because he thought it was rather funny. But you don't know what you don't know, and it frustrates me to find out that you could have done something 2, 3, 4, 5 years ago that would have had a profound impact on your decisions down the track. Because at the end of the day, cash flow is king, and maintaining and controlling the income that you receive and utilising the deductions and strategies that are available to people is priceless over time. A little bit now can mean a lot more later on, and it doesn't mean that you have to stop living the way you're living and do what you're doing, because I'm a big advocate of proportions and doing things in moderation.
Finally, for this week and indeed for this year, and I think you're going to be on in our first week in January.
Correct.
From Mary.
That's
on the
right.
5th,
yep.
So we'll get you
yep.
once people have started receiving the Christmas bills and collapsed. But anyway, we'll talk about that later. But I've been doing a lot of reading, and there seems to be an increasing number of articles saying it's actually a lot easier now to make changes to your financial arrangements than it used to be.
Look, very much so, very much so. With the legislation being what it is, people have the ability to move and transport super just about anywhere they want. They've got new legislation from the 1st of July that allows them to make contributions. Unfortunately, the government reduced the amount that we could claim a tax deduction, but still gives us something to work with. But the timing and the behaviour is the most important thing. Little things turn into big things. And if you can get good, repetitive behaviours in place, it means that you can do things and you don't even notice them. A little dollar here and a dollar there and a few dollars here, and it's like anything. Nobody goes to the gym and loses all their weight in the first week. You've got to keep going back and keep working at it. And look, this is no different, hence the financial health check. The same behaviours over time help you get the best outcome possible so that you can make the choices and do the things that are most important to you. And as a planner, that's what's the most important thing for me, is to find out what you want to do and how do we use the resources to get you doing those things.
I forgot the acronym of the week. We'll have to do it in the new year.
That we can.
Sorry,
mate. No
dramas. We'll live with that one. But again, get online to envisionfinancial.com.au and apply for the Wealth Report coupon to qualify for that free financial health check. Luke, all the best for Christmas.
Thank you very much. We'll see you in the new year.